Oh, now especially with the whole new coaching staff, I think now is, you know, it's the old Titan era is just clearly out the door, and it's going to start a whole new era. So I'm very excited to see where it's going to go from here. Just hearing a number of great things about the coaching staff and seeing all the bright things they have done, especially with Coach the new DC Horton, seeing that he's had, if I'm not mistaken, it was maybe 6 Pro Bowlers in the last this past Pro Bowl. So you can just see that he did some great things on the defense side of the ball last year, despite the record. But it's still, he had a good defense last year. So I'm just very excited just to get back there and just learn the playbook and start working with this team.
Have you had a chance to meet or talk with Coach Wisenhunt or Coach Horton or any of the new coaches?
I met with Coach Wisenhunt. I spoke to him, just introduced myself. And, you know, of course, you know, the coaches know basically every player around the league. But, you know, I didn't know much about him. But, I asked a couple of guys who played for him how he was as a coach, and they had a number of great things to say for him. So I'm just very excited just to get to work with a new coaching staff.
There's a lot of uncertainty, I think, about who's going to be lining up next to you in the secondary next year. Bernard, Alteron, both free agents, obviously. Mm-hmm. What do you hope happens? Or if you talk to Coach Wisenhunt, you kind of put a bug in his ear to get those guys back?
Man, you know, that's out of my jurisdiction. I would love to play with those guys. You know, Bernard Pollard, you know, is a great football player, great safety. Alteron Werner, you know, he has a bright future ahead of him, and he has a number of good things, you know, to come. And, you know, we can just keep this core group, you know, together. I think we have some good things that we can make happen. But, you know, it's all up in the air. You know, no telling what's going to happen. But, again, I would love for these guys to be back and play with those, and can we continue to do what we did last year.
Whenever there's a coaching change, there's uncertainty about what the future holds. But how close is this team right now to breaking through?
I mean, we're right there. I mean, I would actually say that this past season there might have been 2 games that we really just lost. There was, like, you know, the game got out of hand. But, I mean, the other games, I mean, we were right there in the fourth quarter, the last couple of minutes. I mean, we was right there. And some games ended right there on the last drive. And in the last 2 games, I think we showed what we need to do, whether it's the defense out there on the field, we need to get a stop or get a turnover, or whether it's the offenses out there like we did against the Oakland Raiders where we need to score a point to win the games. So we started showing the things that we need to do. It just happened all too late.
You guys face most of the teams that are playing this week. How do you see that matchup going?
It's you know, I think a little bit of everything plays a big part in it. You know, depending on what the weather's going to be, it's going to be who probably has the better running game. But again, you know, Peyton Manning, you know, he knows how to win football games. He's been there before. Seattle's a younger team. But my personal opinion, I mean, either team that wins, it really doesn't matter. I have former teammates on both teams, and I just know somebody from University of Texas will be bringing home a ring. So I guess I get to see a ring for him. But outside, I mean, I want to get to see a ring myself one day. So hopefully we just get things turned around on our side of the ball in our locker room, and we can get things going and get there one day.
What is it about Peyton that makes him? I know you've asked this during the season. You guys were playing, but here he is back first Super Bowl. What is it about him that makes him so good?
I think, you know, him and guys like Tom Brady, you look at those guys, they know how to put you in the right situation on offense. You know, you have an offensive coordinator, but you also have another offensive coordinator that basically gets the ball in his hands and can make things happen. So, you know, he knows how to read a defense. He knows how to check run or check pass. And then, let alone, I mean, if you're watching TV copy and all the different words and things he'd be saying, I mean, you can't get a tip on him. So, I mean, he keeps you guessing the entire game and you know, that's just a guy that, you know, that just studies the game, a future Hall of Famer. Probably as soon as he's retired, I mean, he's going into the Hall of Fame. So it's something special. He's just a special guy that you know, I think they come one in every couple of 100,000 players that come in the league. So, you know, he's a good football player, and you just can't take that away from him.
Who wins this Sunday?
Again, it doesn't really matter. I think it all depends on what the weather. And again, you can run the football. You know, you control the clock, and you can keep Peyton off the field. But if Peyton has the ball in his hands enough amount of times, I think it's going to be a kind of a tricky type of game. But I think the weather all plays a big part in this game.
When you see Richard Sherman make a play like that to end the game, and then you see his post-game interview, what were your thoughts? And can you understand why he was so amped up?
You know what? It's I didn't see nothing wrong with it, you know. I think a lot of people, you know, took it in negative context, you know, and then a lot of people, you know, made different comments about him and judged him in different ways. And basically coming from where he comes from. But, you know, just going back and doing some research and looking where he comes from and, you know, going to the University of Stanford, having a GPA that he has, a 3.9, and majoring in communications. I mean, you look at it, I mean, the path is right there. It shows, you know, he has a life after football, you know, whether it's, you know, doing this or whether it's commentating games, whatever it may be. So I didn't see nothing negative about the whole aspect of the thing. It's football, and I'm pretty sure if you mic'd up every player out there, I mean, there's a lot more said than what he said. And, you know, you just got to just, you know, play football. You know, that happens, but it all comes with the game. I mean, it's all part of football.
Now, Griff, you're going to New York this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'll be leaving Thursday. I'm going to the Taste. Yeah, I'm very excited to see how this goes and, you know, just see these chefs, you know, see how they cook. Maybe I can learn some or whatever and bring it back to my kitchen and make something good. But we'll see how this goes.
How'd you get involved?
You know, they asked me. The Tennessee Titans asked me. Will Witherspoon went last year, and he will be going again this year. I read that he's going for the St. Louis Rams. So at least that'd be a familiar face there that I'll know. But just, you know, just an opportunity just to get a free vacation. I looked at it and just, you know, see something new that I've never actually experienced and just be able to be a part of the Super Bowl, something.